Om Shanti. You are the few lucky ones. This is the first intoxication. Because Madhavan is a huge ocean, unlimited ocean, let's put it that way. And in this unlimited ocean, there are so many souls that sometimes you don't even know where you are. Especially just last week we were in Shantivan, and it was so huge and so many souls that to get a front seat is also an issue. You have to be right at the back. And you don't get any personal attention, you just have to make efforts and sustain yourself. But this is like a little confluence age. One group leaving, so most of them have left, and another group coming in, but most of them have not yet come. Just very few are there. And so you are the lucky ones. Who's getting such beautiful sustenance. Who's been here from the last group? Is there anybody who has been here since the last group? Okay, and you know Shantivan, how it was. And can you imagine, this is so beautiful. Anyway, I've been here since a month and a half now. Just before peace of mind, and through and through to now, till call of the time. And so we see a lot of different seasons. When I say seasons, means of course the environment, element also. It was very hot, and then it started getting little cool, and now it's a beautiful weather. But also seasons of Brahmins coming and going. And so that's another special experience. Today we're going to talk about experiencing the godly intoxication. When we ask ourselves that we've stepped out of the old world, stepped into the confluence, and so that is going to take me through to golden age. But in between, I need to really maintain my stage and my efforts in the confluence age, that is Sangam Yuga. How do I do that? Sister Mohini this morning asked a question, does Madhavan Nivasi get Maya? Or they are free from Maya? And so when you're in the Laukik, making effort on the spiritual path, you think to be a Santanivasi is very nice. And then those who are Santanivasis might feel to be a Madhavan Nivasi is very nice. And Madhavan Nivasi might feel Santanivasi is very good, you know. So it's always, as we say, you know, grasses green on the other side. Because we can't see where we are or what we do. But what I personally believe, or my personal experience, is that drama and Baba has accurately placed us wherever we are. And so if you're in a Laukik home with your Laukik job and maintaining your godly life, your spiritual life, that means drama knows that you can maintain whilst you're in that world. If drama and Baba has picked me out from there and put me into the center, that means they know that I'm more suitable there, or I can, you know, handle that role much better. And so we have not gone to choose. It's exactly like a Laukic child has never chose his parents. You know, that child is just born to a parent. Which country, which nationality, which color, you know, is everything afterwards. But first, that child is just born. Of course, if we go into the depth, it's karma philosophy and it's a lot of things, you know. But just initially, the baby is born and the parents welcome the child and the child accepts the father and the mother and that's where they take it from, you know. So similarly, I know some of you must have searched for God or searched for truth or reality. So what we're going to do is first we will reflect on self and see whether were you searching for Baba or was Baba searching for you or was it drama? You know? That's the first thing. The second thing is, once I have received God in my life, or God accepted me, I need to maintain that intoxication. So we will then check ourselves when we were very young on the path of knowledge. How was our intoxication? And then the third thing is, how does the intoxication go away? How come it's gone? You know? Or it's reduced? You know? And then how do I maintain that intoxication? So the very first thing is that I'm going to give you about few seconds. You know? Just maybe a few seconds, 60 seconds, a minute or so. Just to reflect and check who found who. Is it you found God or has God found you? And then we will share. Okay? So you can reflect yourself. Ready? Yeah? Okay. Shirishma, ek mic yaha dekhe floor pa. Okay, so now those who feel they would like to come and share just the feeling of who found who. And a little, just a very brief experience, which tells you, this is why I feel who found who. So please take the mic, come in front and share. Please come, Sister Janki. If a brother is ready, you can come this side and wait for the mic.
Om Shanti. I came to Baba when my physical age was 41 years. Now before this 41 years, there was an emptiness in my heart and I knew I had to look for something. But I didn't know what to look for, where to look for it and how to look for it. So there was this hunger. And then at the age of 41, there was a death in the family and it was as if I was free to search in a more active way. And somebody told me, there is a place there, and they pointed to a Brahma Kumari center and they said, you go there and maybe you will see what you're looking for. And I went to a Brahma Kumari center and what I heard there and what I experienced there was exactly what I was looking for, and that was peace. And so when I see whether it was Baba who chose me or I was looking for Baba or was it drama, for me it is all three. First my hunger and then the death and then Baba through somebody sending me to the center. And so it was all three together combined and at the right moment, so that I was able to continue as a BK. Thank you.
Lovely. Anybody else? Tell them where you come from also, yeah? Sister Janaki is from Indonesia.
Okay, Om Shanti. I'm from Suriname. I think you know where Suriname is.
Suriname, yeah.
The question about who found who. I thought about it. And it seems as if it is all three in the situation. In the first place, I was already looking for spirituality, and I came through some order, you know, there are this order of foresters and so, and ancient order of these groups with their origin go back to Egypt. And at a certain time, I met a sister, Brahmin sister, was in connection with some other friends of mine. And in the first place, it was not directly, spiritually, who is this person. But anyway, after a while, we start talking about the spirituality. And I asked her, well, what is this about? Where are you wearing white clothes, etc.? And she told me the story. And I say, well, I will come some morning, now when I have some classes. And so I went to the center, and I start following the course, the 7 days course. And after a while, I said, I go for it to know more about the Brahma Kumaris, etc. And after a while, longer I think, it was Baba also searching for me.
That's what I wanted to know.
Yes.
Which was more stronger? Was it you?
Yes.
Was it Rama or was it Baba?
Yes,
Baba.
I think it's more Baba.
Great,
because
great.
I had the impression that she was looking all time, where are you hiding? Something like that. And I was in some retreat in Holland a few years ago. And they asked me to come forward. And you know, I had this feeling, it is, you must have courage in front of a whole big class of 200 Brahmins to come forward on stage and to tell what is bringing you to the knowledge.
Okay.
So I start to becoming regular students. Each morning I'm going to class.
So we got the essence. Baba found him.
Yes.
Let's stop there, then you'll get another chance.
Yes.
Okay, yes, brother, you wanted to share? Come. You know the question, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Then anybody ready? Please, you're ready to come. Yeah, next.
Where's all the Spanish people? Anyone else? Russians and Spanish have all gone? Okay, I'm Shanti. Pradeep from Canada. From a very young age, my parents wanted me to have an open mind, so they took me to temples and different religious gatherings. I went to churches. They never told me to only go to one place. But thankfully, when they took me to temples, I didn't understand a word they were saying. They were always spoken in Hindi or some other languages, whatever it was. I didn't understand what they were saying. So when I became in the 20s, I had a strong desire to find God. And I started to travel around the world extensively. So I traveled to the seats of major religions in Christianity, you know, in Israel, in Vatican City, also Islam. I would ask questions. I would not get any answers. So I wasn't happy. And I came back to Canada. And at age of 28, I was about to get married. And then all of a sudden, drama happened. A center opened up just next to my house. Mm. So here I was looking everywhere outside, and a brand new center opens up, 2 minute drive from my house.
Mm.
Brand new center. And so Brother Brian from Canada, we finished the course, and then he rushed me to Madhavan. So I didn't know what was happening. I just thought it was a meditation course. I thought I was going to learn how to sleep. That's what the meditation course is for, right? That's a meditation course. My mother said, you need to take a meditation course. You can learn how to sleep. So that's what I went there for. It didn't say, you know, this is Raj Yoga. It didn't say anything what this was. So I went there, just blind. But thankfully, that's, you know, the course is very interesting. And then he rushed me to Madhavan. He says, if I don't rush you to Madhavan now, you'll come back. You won't have a chance after. You'll be married after that. So yeah, Baba definitely found me there. I come searching everywhere, and then he comes.
So tell us who found who.
Yeah, Baba found
Baba
me.
Baba found you.
Yeah, and Drama also found me. But
okay, but stronger is Drama or Baba?
Half and half, probably.
Half and half. Yeah. Okay, great.
I had done my searching and gave up. So then the center came up right in my backyard.
Hmm.
And then the Drama with the marriage came up and then rushed it through.
Hmm.
But we don't have 7-8 courses. Our courses are 30, 35, 40 weeks.
Hmm.
Not 7 days.
Mm-hmm. Great. Yes. No, Stanio. Tradui? No, tradui, Espanio? Sandeep, you speak Spanish? Sandeep? You speak Spanish? No. Cinco. Anybody speak Spanish? I know. Okay. Pardo.
Om Shanti. My name is Rachel. I'm from Israel. And Sharona Bainet is coming. Drama.
Mr. Sharona, by chance, do you speak Spanish?
By chance.
Do you speak Spanish?
No.
No one speaks Spanish. Sorry.
Mm. All my life, I looking for myself. Mm. Who am I? And so I left to some groups like Native American group, philosophy, and every healing groups. And still, it was searching. I'm coming from Jewish religion. Jewish religion people all know God, like know in devotion. So, but still, I feel that it's not only this one God. I have some connection to Christianity and all Muslim and Arabic. So, like, all people is connecting with me. It's equally with Jewish people. And for them, like, it was a prayer for God. And I told, okay, I'm going with my God. My God. It was always separate. And so I'm looking for myself, and suddenly one day God appears.
Mm.
Some of my friends told me, you know, it's open, I coming to some course, it's very good for you, but only one problem is in English. And each one course, what I call, I left, it was one... I don't know speak English, so I don't want to go to these courses. And when she told me it's in English, I told, okay, I'm coming.
Mm.
I asked myself, you're sure? I'm sure, I'm coming. Because it was like signals, some signal from some ways, and I came, it was, she told me also I made to wait a half of months because I went to Oxford. So I come, Sister Sharona sits there, and we start to do meditation. Everyone sitting on the chairs, I'm sitting on the floor, like usual. I close my eyes, and suddenly I'm here, welcome home. And I open my eyes. Look, everyone is sitting in meditation. I close my eyes and it's again, welcome home. So understands it, all this searching of myself, who am I on in outside, now stopped and I'm going inside because I found.
So who found who?
Baba
found
together.
You, or you found Baba?
I think it's Baba because he sent all these signs, all these connections,
okay,
and signals. So it was.
That's wonderful. Okay. Last one, okay. Come, brother. Yeah, no problem. Then we go to the next question, right?
Om Shanti. I am coming from Belgium. When I was a child, from 10 years old, I'm always looking for Baba, God. But I am Christian, so I am following from 17 to 25 special courses about the Bible, find Jesus, and I think Jesus is in God, in Baba. And after then, I'm always looking up more and more. It is something more than Jesus.
Mm.
And finally, I found 5 years ago, and first time coming to Madhavan. This is my first
visit
to Baba and all of you. And I found Baba in my hospital. I'm working as nurse, nursing a patient who was mother was teacher of Biggie. And the patient told to the mother, he's an Indian brother, you have to give some invitation. And I get it while I'm working. I say, it's interesting. I took away, I say, I will come when I have time. After 5 years, I am cleaning my room. I found it again, the invitation. And in the meantime, I was looking more and more. It's coming deeply in my spirituality, looking for the spirituality. Suddenly I find the invitation and I phone her. And the same day, I have following the curses.
Mm.
And I think Baba find me.
Baba find you.
Yes.
Very great.
Thank you. Om Shanti.
What's your name, brother?
My name is Luke.
Luke. Okay. Lovely, isn't it?
When I came here inside, I feel the always home, already home.
Oh.
No, before I knew this, I thought it is paradise here for me.
Very lovely. That's great. So, that was the first question to God's, the spiritual godly intoxication. How do I remind myself who found me or who found who? It doesn't matter if you found God, that's great too. But if God found you, that's fine. But it just happened as drama, that's fine too. But at least keep on reminding yourself this. The second question is, okay, just before I go to the second question, I would also like to share. To be very honest, I was not searching. I was just a very innocent child, enjoying life. And suddenly, I met Baba, just suddenly, because of the lockings. But what was very interesting, the feeling was very different. Enjoying life in that worldly atmosphere with the Lockett family was one feeling. But the moment I met Baba, there was this realization that this is it. This is what I wanted. And so there was like a complete feeling, a feeling of completion. But I remember there was a trance message. In those days, we used to offer bhog to Baba. And there used to be regular Thursday trance messages every Thursday. This is 35 years ago, 35, 36 years ago. And so Baba sent a message for me, especially for me, And Baba said, tell my child, she was not looking for God, but God was looking for her. It was a very, very clear message Baba sent for me. Baba's child was young, educated, wealthy, you know, everything. Everything what you need in this old world, she had. But in spite of that, God needed a child like this. So that God could show the world that, you know, souls like this also come to God and serve. So Baba wants to use you as an instrument to bring other souls to Baba. And there was so much intoxication that every now and then, you know, remember, one side you have this, but on the other side we are also clearing our karmic account, you know. And so situations do come where sometimes, you know, you do maybe forget something which will bring that intoxication back to you. And so you have to go back and connect to that to remind what is more stronger. Is it the karmic account which is more stronger? Or is it who has chosen me? Or who do I belong to is more stronger? And the moment you connect to this side, you know, karmic account is nothing. Even if it is the strongest one, it's just like it's coming and it's going like a cloud. And so I sometimes remember Baba's messages. Sometimes I remember, you know, meeting Avyakt Bhav Dada personally, because Baba's given a lot of blessings that way also. And that helps to, you know, maintain that intoxication very much. This is my personal, so I would just say, absolutely God found me. I didn't even make any efforts to find God. But once He's found me, I have no right to go back to the old world. That I have to remind myself every now and then. So Maya cannot pull me back to that world. The second question... Sorry? Oh, I was born in Zambia, brought up in Zimbabwe, and serving in Kenya, so virtually African. I've been in the center in Kenya since last 31 years, but I was born in Zambia, so I met Baba in Zambia. Yes, actually it's a long story again. My Lokik uncle, who was a businessman, met the Brahma Kumaris here in India, and he invited the sisters to Africa. That was the first center out of India in the 70s. And that's where I met the sisters, Sister Usha and Brother Ramesh. I had never seen a Hindu temple in my life, because we didn't have a Hindu temple in our country. I'd never seen a Hindu priest in my life, only in movies. So when I see this sister, you know, it was like very fascinating, you know. And it was like, I've never seen somebody like this, you know. And I was wondering who they were or what they have come to do here. Because seeing something in a magazine or in a movie, you would never think you would see it in a real life. And I was very young, I was in school that time, so it was very fascinating. And so, yeah, that's how I was introduced to Baba. But what was very interesting, I came to Madhuban, I spent a month here, I met Baba, but there was no realization. There was no realization that I met God. But once going back to that world, the Lokik world, there was a strong realization. So I went back to my parents and I said, now I've realized that I actually met God, but not with that realization. So I want to go back to Madhuban. So just in a couple of months again, I came back to Madhuban. So in those days, we didn't have the season issues, you know, that it only starts in October and it's only this, nothing like that. Baba used to come every third day or alternate day in Madhuban. So you could just come anytime. Anytime was season time. Yeah. And I met Baba first time, and if you've seen Baba's room in Pandav Bhavan, Have you seen the Baba's room in Bandhabhavan? That was Brahma Baba's bedroom. It was only half, not the brother's side, only the front bit. The brother's side was Baba's bathroom. And that little bed on the floor, that little cushion, that's where I met Avyakt Baba the first time. So you can imagine, Diamond Hall, you know, is it Diamond Hall? Yeah. In Shantivan. And then meeting Baba in that Baba's room. Just there on that little bed for an hour and a half, just personally. So it's like a huge difference in last 35 years. And so if you keep on even reminding yourself what you have achieved, the intoxication just goes very high. So yes, that was my personal little experience. The question now is time. Baba keeps on reminding us, what time are we in? In the whole world cycle, this is the most elevated time, the auspicious confluence age. The most auspicious confluence age. This is the time to record for your whole cycle. This is the time to earn. This is the time to clear all your karmic accounts. From golden age through to iron age, we are going to use what we've accumulated. We're not going to earn. This is the time to earn. Only very little time. And so Baba keeps on reminding us, you have very little time. And so what we're going to do now, anybody who is sitting next to you, there's two questions we're going to talk to, both of you together. So this is one question, and the next one is the titles Baba gives us in Sakar Murli, Avyat Murli, the titles which we have, you know. So now what you're going to do, I'm going to give you about... I can give you till 20 minutes. I'll give you 20 minutes from 11:45 to maybe just past noon. I will give you time. Two of you, just, you know, couple up and sit wherever you feel like sitting in the hall. And jot down, talk to one another, share. Don't go as friends unless you have translation, yeah? But go to a completely new person from new country and sit and talk about these two things. The importance of time. How do you remind yourself every now and then that how valuable this time is? Jot a few points down so that we could share, you know, the importance of confluence age or the importance of, you know, the value of this time, remind yourself. And the other question is the titles. Get the most unusual titles. Remind us what Baba has given us, not from the latest Murli, but any Murli, you know. Any Sakar Murli, any Avyakt Murli, any classes you have attended, just jot a few titles. Is that clear with you? Yeah? So do you want more time or 20 minutes is enough? Because then the remaining time we need to use in sharing. Yeah, we're going to share with others. So how do we do? 20 minutes is okay? Okay. Yeah? 15. 5 minutes is already going. Okay. So just after traffic control, we'll meet again. Is that okay? 12 noon, traffic control. After that, we'll meet again. Okay, so please, couple up. You can use the whole room, anywhere you want to go and sit.
विनाश खड़ा आगे
So we looked into two different ways of creating that intoxication. And so, who would like to come and share their two questions? Anybody wants to come? Please come. I think we don't have many groups. If you're ready quickly, then we can get from all of you, because it's a very small group. But you have to be ready quickly. When this brother is here, one should come and stand so that we can get... Please, brother.
Om Shanti. The first question was, how do you remind yourself about the importance of time, of the confluence age? Both the brother and I, we discussed, and then we brought out these few points. First of all, we told ourselves traffic control, then world events. Now, what do we mean by world events? When you listen to the news, you hear of catastrophes and all that. It tells us of the changing times, you know.
Reminds us.
Yes, reminds us. And then again, when we face test papers in our interaction with others, somebody annoys you, and when you're about to react negatively, you remind yourself, ah, you shouldn't react negatively. Such things remind us about the importance of time in this confluence age. I also put in a quick one there that New Year's Eve, personally, reminds me about the importance of time, because that's the end of an entire year, and you can't really get it back. And then reading of Muli every day also reminds us about the importance of this time. To the second question, which is, what are the titles that Baba has given? We're able to get a few. The first one is actually my personal favorite. Yeah, Baba calls us sweetest children. That's my favorite. Then he calls us conquerors of Maya, conquerors of sleep, spinners of cycle of self-realization, Swadesh Chakra.
Swadesh and Chakradhari.
Yes, thank you. That wasn't my point. He calls us imperishable jewels, calls us Master Almighty Authority, calls us deities of the new world, double effort makers, world benefactors, master ocean of virtues, Shaktis, Pandavas, and Mahava. Let's mention a few. Om Shanti.
Lovely. Okay. Those who've got these titles do not repeat, right? Something different from that.
Om Shanti.
My brother, Dad, and I, we have thought about this question about time. And we see that there's a certain space in the whole drama in which we have to clear our accounts. It's one of the things. We are now in a rehearsal, and we have to finish this before the closing time. When we look at the time space further, we see that in the beginning, as Sister Pratibha told us 35 years ago, she had this opportunity to meet with Baba. Very close. When we look further, then we see that it is becoming a bigger space. And the last time, we don't know where it will be the last before the closing time. Is it a big open field or no? We don't know anything about, but it's more Brahmins are coming, and so we need more space. in this short time. And the other thing about the titles, first I was thinking that it was double foreigner, but double foreigner is not a title, I think.
It is a title, but now Baba has changed to double effort makers.
Yeah, effort makers. And we have Master, Almighty Authority. It's one of that we are becoming Master. Mm. Because Baba is the Almighty Authority, so we are the Master, Almighty Authority. Master of the World. And we have one more, like, Destroyer of Obstacles.
Very good. Thank you.
To mention few of them. Thank you. Shanti.
Lovely. Next.
So, Joanne from Canada and myself, I'm Angela from UK. The time, two aspects that we thought of. For Joanne, it was what Baba said in the Live Merle, which was 1 second is equal to, I think, was it 2 years? 2 seconds is equal to 2 years. So that's a very recent reminder. And for myself, it was the aspect of knowing, understanding, realizing and remembering, this is the only time I get to spend with God. I have 5,000 years to spend with human beings and just such a short time. This is the only time I can be with Baba. And so not to waste that time. For the titles, one title Baba has given us is Loveleen, which a number of years ago he first mentioned this. And so that means that we are lost in love of Baba. And Loveleen is a word Baba has actually made up. It didn't exist. It's half English, it's half Hindi.
Mm.
And so I liked it very much because Baba made it up himself. And so we're lost in love of the One. Another title was, Joanne was saying, being a beloved child of God. And one other that I liked very much is a charioteer. Baba used to speak of this a number of years ago, but I kind of changed the title round. He said that he's the charioteer and we're the co-charioteer. But I changed it round. So Baba was my charioteer at that time, and I was the co-charioteer, sat with Baba in the front seat by his side, and he had the reins of my life, so he got to decide what happened with my life. Om Shanti.
Definitely. But we'd like to see you. Come on. Come on. This is the only time in Confluence Age you can come in front. Give her the mic.
The importance of the time to realization of myself and not to waste the time. The 1 minute is 2 years, like 1 year, Salin Satyur. And diamond, if the confluence say diamond time is used to valuable worth time, valuable why, and time to acclimate treasure for 21 birth, earning perishable jewels, and time to settle our karma, and time to meet with Bab Dada, and sustenance, and time is to create my future. Now the title, Lighthouse, Trimurti, Ganesh, Lakshmi Narayan, Doctor, Stick for Blind, Spiritual Guide, Arjuna, Saraswati, Lotus, Trustee, and Spiritual Army, Servant, Swan, Diamond, World Transformer, Ashtashakti, Saligram, Brahmin, Farishta, Angel, Sevadari, Mai, and lot.
Very good. Yes, Sister Stanish. Give her the mic here. Let her come near the stage. Don't send it at the back.
Onchanti, mi nombre es Luz Marta, vengo de Venezuela. nos mandaron un angelito para traducción. Cuando venía con la hermana de Colombia, le dije, no te preocupes, que nos mandan un angelito siempre. Mm. Aquí está.
Mm.
Okay. Bueno, voy a dar un pequeño resumen porque nos reunimos cuatro. ¿Ok? Entonces cada uno me dijo algo. ¿Sí?
Me deja traducir.
Her name is Marta. She is from Venezuela. And they made journeying of four sisters together because of
language.
Sharing.
Entonces, resumidos, ¿no? Alguien dijo que era el único momento donde podíamos eliminar las cuentas kármicas, que no se debía perder el tiempo, que era el único momento de ascender de una vez. Y estuvimos comentando lo que decía la Murli esta mañana, que algunos son Mahavir o Maharatis, algunos son los que cabalgan.
Hermana. Tradui.
Okay. They share what is the calling of the time now and how they are need to work on how to be elevated themselves in this time. And they discuss also what Baba said in the Muli today about the Maharatis. And the soldiers and the infantry.
Entonces, bueno, creo que en el último Abiyak, Baba dijo que cuando perdíamos 2 minutos o 2 segundos, era equivalente a perder 2 años. Entonces creo que este es el único momento donde podemos o tenemos la oportunidad de lograr el estado más elevado.
As Baba said in one Murli that to lose 2 minutes is to lose 2 years, so they see that this is the time really to gain this in order to become elevated.
Termino este punto y es el único momento donde podemos tener un encuentro frente a frente con Dios sin intermediarios.
And this is the only time that we can have being with really in front of God without anybody else.
Ahora, los títulos que nos da Baba, Trikaldarshi o los conocedores de los tres aspectos del tiempo, estrellas de la esperanza, diamantes,
Trikaldarshi, diamonds, the stars of hope.
Bueno, muchas gracias.
Muchas gracias, hermana. Okay, anybody else? Enough? Oh, please.
Om Shanti, my name is Pops, I'm from Durban, South Africa. I think we've covered a lot of things in time, so I'll just share one thing I've got here, and that the state of the world reminds me how close, how little time we have left.
Mm.
Of course, the time that we spend with Baba at this conference stage, it's only going to happen once. And the title, I think we've covered most of the titles. There is one title, though, that Abhyak Baba gave this to us, to me personally, in 1993, and it was to be a showpiece in the showcase for the world. And that's the one I'll never forget.
Very nice.
Om Shanti.
Sorry, brother? Guru Bhai, yes. Guru Bhai means, you know, the guru that is the guide, but he's our brother also. And so if we just sit down and we create this habit, constant habit of churning on what time we are in, churning on what we have achieved, what are my titles, churning of knowledge, helps me to constantly be intoxicated. We have the habit of churning. But as Sister Mohini today mentioned in the morning class, that we have the habit of churning waste thoughts. If somebody said something to you, there is constant churning, you know. Why did this person say this to me? or why did this happen to me? You know, so there's constant churning. So the habit is there. The sanskaras are definitely there. But it's just that we need to change from the waste or the unnecessary towards, you know, knowledge. And this helps us in maintaining our Brahmin life very constantly. Now, let us just reflect together that when I first came to Baba, I was a very, like a little baby Brahmin, you know. What type of intoxication did you have? What type of intoxication did you have? Is there anybody who had very unusual intoxication? Yes, brother, tell us, from Suriname. Six years in knowledge, okay? A lot of innocence and purity.
Yes.
That's very good. Anybody else? What is she saying? Tell us. Uma.
Mi nombre es Dilma. Soy de Venezuela.
Her name is
Dilma, and she is from Venezuela.
Desde que llegué, que bajó Baba, yo sentí mucha energía y sentía que flotaba.
When Baba came, she felt as if she is flying, and she felt a lot of energy.
Posterior tuvimos un encuentro con una de las hermanas y sentí que algo en mí sonó fuerte y como si me cerró las energías, como un platino que sonaba, algo así, plum,
un platillo,
sí.
And in one of the encounters of the meetings with one sister, she suddenly felt as it was a something that blocked her energy, like two plates that were just making like this and blocking her energy.
Cada vez que leen la Murli, a veces antes de que se haga el comentario, ya como si me he ido, y los comentarios que hacen posterior a la Murli, como si lo he vivido.
And before Murli, she felt that she already lived what is in the Murli. And after the Murli, in the commentaries, this is the feeling as if she knows everything. She lived, felt everything.
A veces subo y veo como muchas cabecitas que van en camino en un sitio muy alto. Y veo como mucha gente en grupos caminando como subiendo.
Many times she see like heads that are coming up, and also many people are going to a very high place.
Y cada vez que hago la meditación, como si tuviera una energía que brotara de aquí, me agarrara todo esto y me voy.
And during meditation, she's feeling that as any kind of energy that is coming from the chest and going up, and she's gone.
Así que he sentido la energía de Dios bajo todos los aspectos desde que llegué aquí a Madhuban. Gracias, Baba.
So she felt really all the aspects of feeling God. And since she came from Madhuban, and she thanks Baba.
Muchas gracias, hermana. Are you all intoxicated? Very. So, maintain that. When you walk around, people should know that you've come out from a place where you have revived or remind yourself of this intoxication. And so through yours, they will get it also. It should be contagious. Isn't it? Om Shanti. Yes. We'll just have a moment of silence, but those who need to catch the bus can carry on.